Shell, theater of the air.
Shell South Africa and Shell dealers throughout the Republic take pleasure in presenting The Kron Prince by the well-known South African writer Alistair Scobie. The Kron Prince has been produced by Michael Silver for Shell.
Listen to the sound of Le Mans. A drama of the Daytona 24 Hour. The Brands Hatch 500 Mile, the Monaco Grand Prix. These are some of the great motor races of the world.
Here, on these engine-punishing endurance tracks, here a motor oil must give the ultimate in lubrication. And that's why so many world champion drivers like Graham Hill and Dennis Hulme rely on Shell motor oil.
From the knowledge, from the experience gained on the great racetracks of the world, Shell has developed a motor oil for you, the motorist. An oil to give you the best in engine protection. Shell Super Motor Oil.
Most world championship races are won on Shell.
Reason enough for using Shell Super Motor Oil in your car.
And now, The Kron Prince by Alistair Scobie.
Now I know why I hated Frank Dillmer. At the time of the safari, I didn't know. I thought it was something to do with the man he was. But I know now. I hated him because I was going to cheat him. My name's Jeff Jeffries. I'm by trade a white hunter. Dillmer was my client, him and his wife Eleanor. It isn't a nice story. I'm not proud of it. But I have to tell it. Because Dillmer wanted to sell my birthright. My only inheritance. That day we were camped on the left bank of the Olarabel River. Olarabel is a Maasai name. It means the place of the quarrel. The place was never better named. I was up at dawn. It's a clean time of day.
Man, oh man, look at those hills.
See that piece of nothing in the sky?
Piece of what?
Nothing. That blank patch.
Yeah? Yeah, I see it.
That's the snow crown of Mount Batian. It's named for the old chief that made the Maasai a nation. It's too hazy to see Kilimanjaro.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes?
I got a feeling we're going to get him.
The Kron Prince. A lot of men have had that feeling.
I feel it in my bones, man.
That'll be a story to tell your plush friends back in little old New York, won't it?
Nah, it's not that. I can only say, I shot the Kron Prince, the greatest elephant in Africa. Every good hunter's been after him, some of the great ones. But I got him.
Suppose we don't see him. I never have.
Tell me what your father said about him again.
My father said he was the most beautiful thing he'd ever seen. Majestic in his prime. Carrying over 200 pounds of ivory. So cunning that when you tracked him, he was at the other end making more tracks.
Yeah, maybe he died long ago. Maybe this is some other elephant.
No, the Maasai know him. The Ndorobo know him. They call him the Bwana Umzi, the old gentleman. It was Van Horst who called him the Kron Prince. Then Pretorius was after him for a while, and Kemp. Some people say Karamoya Bell almost got him. Almost.
But why is it so hard?
Oh, he's a rogue, lone wolf, moves on his own. He has intelligence and common sense. He knows too much.
Hey, listen, if your father saw him, why didn't he shoot him?
He tracked the Kron Prince for 3 days, and the brute moved into game reserve. Ah, here comes breakfast. And your wife.
Ah, right on time, honey. You must have smelled it.
You sure he did, Fry. Morning, Jeff.
Morning.
Gee, this is a lovely place.
I'm going to get me that elephant, honey. I can feel it.
Yes. Something as big and splendid as that, Frank? Why shoot him? Take a picture of him. That's as good.
Not to me. I want those tusks. Helena, you got a soft heart, and I love you for it, baby. I wouldn't have it any other way. But there's some things a woman just don't understand.
You call Chakula, Buana.
Oh, thanks, Buana. Hey, it looks great.
Asante, Sana, Buana.
Leti chai. Namakati, Baba. Leti Sana, too.
Ndiyo, Buana.
I'm going down to the village to see the Ndorobo chief, Rukaruk. He's got a village 2 miles to the north. Frank, don't wear that white hat of yours. You'll scare every animal for miles.
A hat may scare the elephant away.
Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. I'm on the side of the elephant.
I love you, baby.
He was just a big kid. 6 foot of him, no spare fat. Tough as they come. He had a fancy pistol and a fancy holster, cowboy boots and a cowboy shirt. He was tough, and he knew it. He wasn't going to kill the Crown Prince, not if I could avoid it, but I was taking his money. That morning, we went down to the Ndorobo village to talk to Rukaruk. Yambo Suratani, Rukaruk. Habari kwako.
Habari muzuri, buona, Jeff. Rain no come. Water no good.
Hey, you speak English.
I fine fellow. During war, sergeant major. Now chief. I very splendid chap. You want shoot lion? I find lion.
We're after elephant.
Yeah, the biggest there is, chief. The crown prince. Juan Ramzi, eh? You find him, I give you plenty money, savvy?
Juan Ramzi. When I Toto, child... I see him. No man can shoot him. It is Uchaul.
Hey, what's that?
Witchcraft. Rukaruk, I don't think it is. He's had luck, the old one, that's all. Will your hunters track him down for us?
For money, all is possible. Money, good bread. I talk to them. I tell them good. Trust me, Buana. If he can be got, I get him. How much money?
There I go, opening my big mouth too wide.
Well, these people are very primitive. You must approach them carefully. They love to talk and bargain.
Hey, you handle it in future, huh?
Oh, I think it might be best.
But he is going to help us, isn't he?
He's going to get his hunters out. He'll do his best.
Can you rely on these guys, Jeff?
Not entirely, but money speaks most languages, you know. You've given them a powerful motive for helping us. It was true, of course. 3 days later, it paid off. Ndorobo had found a trail a week old, and it was the trail of the Crown Prince. I went back from Rukaruk's village, feeling almost sick at heart.
Hi, Frank.
Hi yourself, Jeff.
If Frank shoots the Crown Prince, it'll destroy him. Can't you see that?
Excuse me, please, Helena. Frank, the Ndorobo have crossed an old trail.
Hey, why you know?
We'd better get ready to shift camp. I've got a lot to tell you. Remember to shoot for the heart. Don't try a brain shot.
And what if he charges me?
Don't worry about charges. They don't usually. I'm here to back you up, remember?
Now you'll leave him. This is going to be my tusker.
We may never see him.
Ah, we'll see him, all right. He's been waiting for me all these years. It's my destiny and his.
Make sure you're worthy of him.
Yeah. That's worried me too, Jeff.
Now don't talk about it, Frank. Understand?
Those others who tried, were they worthy of him?
Shut up about it.
You know I'm going to get him, don't you? You hate the idea, but you're taking the pay. But no decent Englishman would take the dough without delivering the goods, eh, Jeff?
An elephant keeps on the move. He eats on the move because he has to eat all day long. It's going to be a hard walk. Now, Chalo, your gun bearer, is trained to keep behind your right hand. If you need the second rifle, just put your hand back. There's no need to say anything. He'll anticipate you.
He's a kind of an old guy for the job. Will he stick it without running?
He knows his business, I tell you.
Okay, I trust him.
Just so long as he can trust you.
You trying to needle me?
Not at all.
Buana, could you hop up, Buana?
Come on, something's wrong.
Okay.
Ah. Went into the river there. Here the trail ends.
Oh, they can find out where he came out, can't they?
And they'll try. I told you he was cunning.
How could he know?
I can't tell you.
If there was a trail. Look, you wouldn't be trying something on, would you, Jeffries?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm no bush tracker, but I've seen no sign of any elephant here.
He's in a hurry. They can walk like cats if they want to. See the grass stalks bent there?
Huh?
That depression with the sand moving back in it.
Ah, no kidding. Was he there recently, then?
An hour or two ago. Let's get back to the camp.
No, no dice. Now, listen, you're not giving me a runaround. How do you know it was the Crown Prince?
I don't. The Yundurovo do. We can't catch up with him before dark, do you understand?
Okay. You win. This is the life, all right. A drink in your hand and the smell of venison roasting, a rifle by your chair.
And a beautiful woman smiling at you, Frank.
That's my gal. Ain't she wonderful, Jeff?
She's wonderful.
Hey, Jeff, tell us about what your father said. Was that all he said? How did he come up with the Crown Prince, anyway?
You're getting an obsession, Frank. Quit this silly business before it's too late.
Too late, too late. What do you mean, too late?
I don't know. Something horrible. That's all I know. Like a foreknowledge of something bad.
Perhaps I'm not hunting the Crown Prince. Perhaps he's hunting me, huh? No, relax, girl. Nothing's going to happen. Come on, Jeff. Tell me about your father.
Well, my father met up with him one evening. The sun was low. They topped a little escarpment, and the river was below them. The Crown Prince had been bathing in mud, black mud. His hide was shining with black mud. His big teeth were shining white.
Now, why didn't he shoot?
I don't know. He always spoke of the Crown Prince as the most beautiful thing he'd ever seen.
No kidding.
That's what you're going to kill, Frank.
Leave me alone, will you? Pretorius and the rest. They hunted him and came up with him, and he was too lovely to shoot. What kind of a sucker do you think I am?
You'll shoot, no doubt about that.
If I ever find you double-crossed me on this, Jeff, never mind. Sorry, Jeff. Let's go to bed. Come on, Helena.
I'll wait a bit by the fire.
And I said for you to come.
Okay, coming. Don't you trust me with Jeff?
I just said for you to come, that's all.
Okay, I said I was coming.
Listen to the sound of Le Mans. A drama of the Daytona 24 Hour. The Brands Hatch 500 Mile. The Monaco Grand Prix. These are some of the great motor races of the world.
Here on these engine-punishing endurance tracks. Here, a motor oil must give the ultimate in lubrication, and that's why so many world champion drivers like Graham Hill and Dennis Hulme rely on Shell motor oil.
From the knowledge, from the experience gained on the great racetracks of the world, Shell has developed a motor oil for you, the motorist. An oil to give you the best in engine protection. Shell Super Motor Oil.
Most world championship races are won on Shell.
Reason enough for using Shell Super Motor Oil in your car?
For 10 days I kept Frank Del Mayer away from the Crown Prince. I knew it had to end, my weary game of subterfuge. For one thing, he was suspicious. For another, the Yundurovo trackers were more than suspicious. Helena watched the game placidly, and I knew that she, at least, was completely aware of what I was doing and why. I found her alone one day when Frank was too tired to continue the hunt. I'd walked him off his feet the day before, and he was beginning to be discouraged. She was in the big dining tent alone.
Hello, Jeff? Frank still asleep?
I suppose so. He's lying on his bed anyway.
You'd better look out. He's getting mad at you.
I know. I'm doing what I can.
But how can you succeed when so many great hunters have failed?
It isn't easy. That elephant has backtracked and moved across country like a human enemy, knowing that we're stalking him.
You'd better take him to that elephant, Jeff. You can, and I know it, and Frank knows it.
I thought you didn't want the Crown Prince shot.
Jeff, I want to go home.
Well, tell him to go, then. I'll call it quits on the safari, no charge.
You need the money, Jeff.
It's not that bad.
You must need it, or you wouldn't have put up with Frank for this long. Why does the Crown Prince mean this much to you?
I'm not sure. Perhaps he's something like a long dream I've had. I was always going to shoot him and hunt him.
And you never did?
No, I've been too busy. That was my excuse.
He was the legacy your father left you.
I suppose so.
Jeff, I'm going to write a book called I Was Captain Ahab's Wife. That elephant is Frank's white whale. Moby Dick, wasn't it?
Yes, Moby Dick.
What was Moby Dick? What was the great white whale?
What do you mean?
Moby Dick represented something, didn't he, Jeff? Why did Ahab lose everything to chase the white whale? Is it because the tragedy had to be acted out to the end? What is it that Frank wants out there in the bush?
A fine pair of tusks for his study.
And a story to tell his children. Only he has no children. Do you know why?
I don't want to know anything about him or you.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
I'm sorry, but it's true, Helena. I wish I'd never seen either of you.
I don't believe there is an elephant called the Crown Prince. I don't. It's something you've thought up, isn't it?
Take it easy. Yes, there's a Crown Prince, all right. He exists, big and ancient, cunning, very fast on his feet. Not as fast as he once was, but fast and very dangerous.
Why do you hunt for a living? You're a survival, too.
Perhaps.
Those Masai and Ndorabu warriors, they have spears and bows. They're hunters. You have a high-powered rifle. You're just a butcher, Jeff Jeffries, a cool, efficient butcher.
The day of the big game is gone. We like to pretend it isn't so. The great beasts will always be there.
They will be. Tell me they will be, Jeff.
It's like a personal loss, isn't it? Even to people in cities, thousands of miles away. But they have to go.
Because there are men like you.
Because there are men. I'll let him have the Crown Prince of Elephants. A cheap jack trader from a tin pot town. He can take the tufts home and tell the story. Now leave me alone.
Oh, man, am I tired.
Hey, this slogging through sand is too much for me.
Have a drink, Frank. Sit down, talk to us.
About what? I'm through talking.
About the meaning of life. We've been philosophizing. About Moby Dick, the great white whale.
Oh, yeah, I saw that movie. That was some whale.
I've got a feeling in my bones, Frank, that you'll get what you're after tomorrow, Frank. Nothing that is worth having is too easy, Frank. If you'd seen him that first day and shot him, you'd have been disappointed for the rest of your life.
Oh, maybe, Jeff. But I'm no sucker, Jeffries. I recognize a runaround when I'm given one.
It's over. I wasn't sure.
I'm sure. Jeff, you ever heard of a man called Briston?
Johnny Briston, yes.
They call him Butcher Briston, don't they?
He's the elephant control officer in Kafari. Why?
The young Robo chief speaks reasonable English, so I talk to him. He knows you're a double cross, Jeffries. I sent a messenger to the police camp at Kissimmee. I asked them to radio Briston. They can do that.
Yes, they can do that.
Yeah, I offered him $5,000 to come here.
Frank, you're crazy.
Crazy? I know what I want. I want that animal dead. What gives with you two?
I don't like that question, Frank.
Who cares? You gypped me out of a lot of dough, Jeffries.
I'll deliver your animal, or it won't cost you a cent.
I'm not as money conscious as you are, Jeff. I shake hands on a bargain. It's a bargain, get me? Keep what I paid. I'll give you a check for the rest. But as from today, we're through, man.
Forget the check if that's how you want it.
That's how. Helena, what do you want to do?
I'd like you to see a good psychiatrist.
I did. It didn't take, remember? Look, Helena, you love this guy. Admit it.
It's a lie. There's nothing between me and Jeff.
No. Is that your fault or his?
Let's have a drink and forget this. I'm not in love with your wife, period.
I didn't say you were. I said she was in love with you.
Frank, what a fool you are.
Every woman is in love with a white hunter for 10 minutes, just as she's in love with Africa.
A pair of gallants. Why don't you go and slay your elephant?
I'll have that drink now. After all, it is my liquor.
I won't take your check, don't worry.
Now, look, Jeff, honestly, I understand. I know what it must mean. You thought you could sell me the Crown Prince, and then you found you couldn't. Because then you'd have closed the door on that dream that one day you'd track him down and shoot him. Ah, no hard feelings, boy. I'll make the drinks.
Listen to me.
I'm listening.
Give me one more day. I'll take it to him, and then it's up to you.
No. I don't want you involved in the end of this. I don't want you even to see the Crown Prince General alive.
Why not play the thing out? You're wrong about Helena, by the way. Wrong all through.
Am I? That's of no importance. We were through a long time ago. I think we were. Now, that is.
If he smells rain, the elephant will begin to move fast. He'll head for the water holes where the trees will be coming into leaf. Not even the Undorobo will be able to track him there.
There is your drink. Okay, if that's the way you want it. One more day. If you are playing it straight, tell me one thing. How do you recognize his spoor?
Because his tusks are enormous. Now and then they touch the ground. He's the last of the heavy ivory left in this part of the world. I'll show you tomorrow.
Okay, pal. Ah, here's health. Until tomorrow.
We pulled out before dawn, and I realized a lot of things about myself. I wasn't quite as fast or as fit as I used to be. Not as straight or as brave. I'd taken a few chances, too many. Now I was walking through thick bush with the crackers ahead, and the man who hated me walking behind me with a loaded pistol and a heavy rifle.
Be ready to go into action, Frank.
He's near, then?
He's very near.
How do you know?
Well, look at the spoor. We saw fresh dung half an hour back.
I know, but that doesn't mean he's the one.
He's been stripping the trees. See where the bark is torn?
Yeah.
See the grooves in the sand? The big tusks did that. See the sand trickling back? Now let's press on.
Wait a minute. See this?
Put that pistol away. If you shoot me, you'll panic him. Understand me?
I've got good old Charlo with me. You get moving. Go back to camp. I'm going to see him today. The biggest thing left alive. I'm going to see him big and shining the way your old man saw him. Now get moving, or so help me, I'll drop you.
Don't be a fool. You might need me.
What you kill anyone? Chumbo Karibu
San. He says the elephant are very near.
Get going back to camp, or so help me.
I could see his finger whiten on the trigger. I turned and went. He was not to be reasoned with. Now it was between him and the Crown Prince. There was nothing more I could do for either of them.
Jeff, what's wrong? Where is he?
Oh, he's all right, I hope.
He didn't. It wasn't a fight.
Am I a murderer now?
I didn't say that.
He wanted to face the brute alone. He's a fool. He never shot an elephant in his life.
He's a good shot.
I never left a wounded animal or a dead client. Not until now. Well, I'm through anyway. I can't kill these things anymore. Not now.
I know what Frank wants. He wants the Crown Prince to charge. He wants to stand there like a hunter in the old books until the elephant is almost on top of him.
Frank has some of the best hunters in the world with him. He'll be all right, I hope.
If he kills the Crown Prince, he'll lose what grip he has on life. He gets what he wants. He'll be Napoleon and Hitler and... And what about you, Jeff? What about the dream of seeing the biggest thing on earth standing there at bay, defying you?
It doesn't matter anymore. He's very old. More than a century old. Maybe kinder to him this way. I wonder.
Frank was right, you know. I was in love with you.
But not now.
No. Not now.
That's one good thing, anyway.
He's lived out his dream, Jeff. Not with his father's money or my good looks to back him. By himself, in the bush. Against an adversary no man can say he wasn't worthy of him.
Yes. Here's to Frank Delmere, that mighty hunter.
Here's to all of us. And to the Crown Prince. May he find the pastures greener and the trees in leaf and water everywhere.
Congratulations, Frank.
Huh? Give me a drink, will you?
You killed him, didn't you?
Yeah. I killed him. The greatest thing on earth. A shining, unconquered brute. Oh, I killed him, all right.
And it wasn't the triumph you wanted, was it, boy?
Remember those marks, Jeff? The marks his tusks made? Jeff, he was old. He could hardly lift his head. He was old and sad and dying. His ribs stuck out. There was a sore on his side from a vulture's bullet, I guess. George? He just stood looking at us. Once I had to shoot a sick dog. It was like that, Jeff. It was defeat. For him and for me. He had little gray piggy eyes and there was green moss on his back. He didn't even lift his tusks, and when I fired, he fell forward, and they snapped. Those great toothpicks of ivory. They were the terrible things that he was sentenced to carry around with him until he got into that clearing and couldn't move again. Helena, get packed up. We're going home.
I saw them off at the airport. He recovered a lot of his bounce, and I liked him very much. He gave me the check, and I tore it up and stuck it together again. I need the money. The splintered tusks are mended now, and they stand on each side of my bungalow door. Why not? I paid for them in my own peculiar way. I never saw either of them again, but sometimes they send me Christmas cards. I don't know why.
Throughout the world, oil companies have been searching for an answer to oil fatigue. Shell found it. New Shell Super, the oil that stays as good as new from one oil change to the next. New Shell Super, today's best motor oil. For new ideas in action, you can be sure of Shell.
And so ends The Crown Prince by Alistair Scobie. As Jeff, you heard John Hayter. Frank was George Carellin. And Annabel Linder played Helena. Also in the cast, you heard Adrian Egan and Stuart Brown. The Crown Prince was produced by Michael Silver for Shell. Now a reminder for you to be tuned in again next Tuesday night at 9 for another play in our series,
Shell, Theatre of the Air.